I'm here at the launch of the annual Foreign Policy Yearbook, which is produced by the Latvian Institute of International Affairs in association with the Foreign Ministry and various other people, with the director of the Institute, Andris Sprutz. Andris, how did it go this year? It's become a bit of an institution on the calendar of Latvian diplomacy, it seems.
Yeah, absolutely. January is a month for foreign policy. It's a month of discussions. And I think it's a very good month for discussions because we have also the parliamentary debates and it's the beginning of the year. So yes, it is a tradition. It has become a tradition. We should keep a tradition, but I think it also has an added value because we need to discuss those important priorities of Latvian foreign policy, those challenges what we face, because at the very end, Latvia is part of the global community, Latvia is part of the global dynamics. And I think those global dynamics, they are becoming every year more and more interesting, not to use the word, more also challenging.
Well, part of the challenge perhaps is getting a book together in the situation in which we're in which everything's moving so fast. We've got these various sort of major crises or major things happening around the world. How do you kind of keep pace and so that by the time the book comes out, it's not sort of last year's news? Have you managed to do it, do you think?
Not a simple task to have, in a sense, both. On the one hand, to be updated on the whole, you can say, current events, and you cannot always sort of predict and run in during even process of writing a book and publishing it. At the same time, of course, another thing is just to emphasize those important directions, to reflect on the previous developments, and also try to contemplate what could be the conceptual developments in the future in those defined areas. And I think, of course, we have a number of topics, a number of directions what Latvian foreign policy is dealing with on everyday basis. And I think even the content of the book displays those directions of Latvian foreign policy, priorities of Latvian foreign policy, challenges of Latvian foreign policy. And even sometimes it's good that someone would say, look, I mean, I've read your article, it's already not really updated and there are new developments, because of course it also adds to the whole debate about what influences things and why those things could not be predicted when, let's say, authors were writing the article.
Is there anything which sort of wandered onto the agenda this year which really wasn't there last year?
I think a couple of things, what we see during this year as well. I think we have to speak about potential economic challenge or challenges to global economy, including in Latvia, because it seems there is a chance for some element of stagnation. Let's hope that we will deal with it in a good manner and there is no sort of some kind of dramatic changes. I think what we see transformation from heavy metal diplomacy of Russia to some sort of historical offensive and an offense, because it's also the year of the celebrations and anniversaries and commemorations. So, and of course, Russia uses this. We see still some developments in a near neighborhood, and especially with regard to our neighbor of Belarus. And most likely, the president of Belarus is coming to Latvia, and I think it will be also challenging task to balance the geopolitical interests with human rights compliance, sort of tradition as well in Latvian foreign policy. And of course, last but not least, we are still living in Euro-Atlantic community, transatlantic community, with challenges within European Union, challenges or some tensions also in transatlantic unity, if we speak in sort of this pure word of solidarity. So that's why, of course, also we are building our common home and house in Euro-Atlantic community on an everyday basis, and we are like-minded in many respects, but it seems, of course, there are also issues which still are adding some differences to our agenda.
It seems to me as well that maybe Latvia is gaining a certain amount of confidence when it comes to talking about parts of the world it didn't really talk about very much before. I mean, it used to be that things were sort of dominated by Russia and this region, you know, Western Europe as well. But today there's quite a lot of talk about China, the Middle East, which is where maybe in the past Latvian policymakers and analysts were a little bit sort of wary of treading.
Absolutely, absolutely. You are right that I think it's a good positive sign that even though those global issues or global directions, they also can bring some challenges to us, and it's not easy to balance. Let's say again, China is coming and we would like to use opportunities, economic opportunities of our cooperation with China. At the same time, of course, there is 5G issue, and it's not simple to balance with, let's say, our other allies within European Union or within the United States, especially in this regard. The Middle East, yes, so there are also our soldiers and our presence, and sort of it is important to have this debate. We speak more already now about Africa. We speak more about, let's say, more global issues such as climate. Of course, it also shows that for us, multilateralism, multilateral institutions are extremely important. They are instrumental. Apart from that, we would be glad to promote, let's say, our own agenda, becoming the non-permanent member of Security Council of United Nations. We would like to follow the lead of Lithuanians and Estonians as well. So that's why there are some small practicalities even to develop, let's say, those global agendas. But at the same time, yes, absolutely, I think it's a good thing that we look beyond Russia, because, well, we live in a global world, and I think China and other countries and other regions, even though bringing some challenges, have brought a lot of opportunities, also opportunities in terms of creative thinking about who we are in a global system, in a global world.